I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Watcher, Rob. Watcher. How are we, mate?
Tired, distraught, angry.
You know, the usual.
The usual, yeah. For those who don't know, it took us a while to get the right wire in the right hole, didn't it? For the goal music, potentially, if we score.
Well, for the playlist. For pre-match music.
Absolutely. But we are here, again, at the Stanmore Stadium for tonight's crunching Skiffle Premier Division game. Between Erith Town, the beloved Erith Town, and Fisher FC from South Bermondsey, who, as a Bermondsey man originally, I've got a bit of a soft spot for, but good thing I'm not saying on a live broadcast.
Yeah, they're big fellas, aren't they?
Quite the lumps.
It's like Land of the Giants out there.
To say the least, they are big boys, they're big boys. And along with Fisher coming down, we've also got AJ back after his short spell at Basildon. He's now back in the home of the fish.
Is he now?
He is back. He had a good little spell at Basildon, but then he's come back. And while we're talking, we're about, 1-2 minutes in, and one of the 9-foot Fisher players has won a free kick on the right-hand side. And I mean that as a compliment. I'm a tall lad, but these boys are tall. Very tall, powerful-looking chaps.
Their goalkeeper must be 7 foot. He's enormous. Yeah. And their number 9 is not much behind that.
He reminds me, remember when you played Subutio, you had to lay the goalie down? And they'd never score. That's all he's got to do. Free kick now to Fisher in the first 90 seconds on the right-hand side. Both standing over it. An Erith Town wall is formed just by the near post. He gets whipped in towards the far. And it
Straight out for a goal kick.
Towards the goal that a child is moving. We now see the goal stop moving and a small head bobbing along to chase after where the ball went. Imagine Jaws, if you will. The fin
round fin.
Yeah, very round fin. But yeah, so Erith Town going to this game about one or two games in hand on Bearstead and Whitstable just above them. And if we win those games in hand, one of them being tonight, you never know.
You never know. And we ought to. You know, the way we've played the last few games, I'm confident, you know, more than I generally am. But that said, you and I did schlep our way down to Fisher at the beginning of the season and watched them get tonked 4-2.
Yep.
So
nice little ground, though.
Nice little ground. But yeah, they were very well organised, very strong and very quick.
Yeah, and I think that's what we were saying, because we have Chris here as well. Hi, Chris.
Afternoon, or evening.
Indeed, thank you very much. The clocks haven't sprung forward yet, but we were just saying off mic there that Fisher, they play a game where, you know, they're big and they're powerful and they're fast, and you're not going to get much change from them in aerial battles, are you?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, you've only got to look at the keeper, and wow, he's got to be giving Jake Cooper some run for his money. I'd love to see what this the size of this, what he says on Wikipedia in terms of size. They've got a number 9 up front. He's got to be touching 7 foot. And yeah, I mean, they're a big, strong team, aren't they? Yeah. A really big, strong team. Yeah. So I imagine a few high balls, a lot of crosses, and they're going to be physical.
So I think with Erith Town, as we always say, it's a case of keeping the ball on the floor and playing our normal game.
Yeah, play our game, don't play their game, because they are going to go long, I'm sure of it.
Absolutely.
Unless they get a break. If they get a break, then they will take off like Starfield Wildebeest.
Absolutely, which is our favourite. People like to say leapt like a salmon. We don't like that one. But as we say about higher balls, Harry Taylor just wins a high header there from a Mackenzie Foley kick. Turns on the shot, has a shot. The keeper fumbles it, and it just is cushioned.
Just drops
down.
Drops kindly for it.
Yes, that is one in the goals of shots on target column. Well done, Harry. the only way is up from here. It's 0-0, and as always, we'll check in if anything happens. A free kick now on the right-hand side. It's
after a vicious tackle.
Vicious. Malicious is the word. Vicious and malicious, two words that rhyme. Arm goes up by Lumiere. Luffs really high with his pitching wedge foot. Towards... Unlucky there by George Goodwin, who meets the ball in the hair nicely. Imagine if you will, James Dyer's foot was like a lob wedge when you're in deep rough. It just went up. And the Dyetts are laughing at me. And the one in the middle is giving me funny looks. But it's a close effort. Good thinking there by James Dyer. And Goodwin just puts it wide. Good start so far from Mirafax.
Yeah, it was a nice lofted free kick.
Loft is the understatement.
Nice lofted free kick, but then another lofted header, which only just trickled wide. Yeah. But I think it was a good idea because it was the only way he was going to beat that keeper.
Yeah, Milo now on the ball, now on the right-hand side, tries to get across him, but it's blocked. 100th game for Milo tonight.
Yeah, so it's a good achievement.
Congratulations, Milo, on 100 games. We are the Milo fan club, apparently. You all mock me.
No, I'm a big fan of Milo. I think we play better when he's on the pitch. And
he was very good in the mask.
Yeah.
Throwing's going to come from the... It's just gone over everyone's head. A throwing comes in from the right-hand side from the recently attacked Tom Ash. Launched into the box towards Goodwin. Goodwin goes to win the header, but it goes out wide for another corner. Yeah, no, good stuff. It's got a nice, solid tempo. James Dyer there with his arms up like a candlestick from Beauty and the Beast.
Lumiere,
indeed. Yeah. It's a back post. Let's see where this one goes. His recent corners have been good. So let's hope this one lands right in the box. He's now signalling something like an air traffic controller. Let's hope none of the low-flying planes come anywhere near us. It's crossed in nicely. Oh, and then met in the air by Fisher, only as far as the edge of the box. Flicked onto by Ryan Mahal. Harry Taylor on the turn. Left foot. Big block and a big shout of handball. The ref cuts the grass and says no. The ball now gets played back towards Goodwin, who looks like he's going to turn backwards. He's really sort of being kept in that corner. Tries to get the cross in, but it's dealt with well by Fisher. Fisher getting the ball out, playing it back with a bounce pass, but a big loft, and it goes out for a throw. Adam Woodward tries to control it, but will phase it out. No one saw it, Adam. It remains 0-0.
Go on, please. Adam Woodward showing that he's a keeper.
Oh! And I'll tell you what, as we were just about to, good thing you kept me talking, because from that throw on that Adam didn't control, which was all tactics clearly, Truman throws the ball in up towards Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor cuts in the box and a low effort towards the far post. I'm sure it's in, but somehow the keeper kept it out. The Subutio
that
keeper.
Long old keeper.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong. James Dyer now with a corner from the right-hand side. Again, the arms are up like a candlestick. Go on, Lumiere, let's get this in. Crossed in nicely towards the edge of six-yard box, and the keeper does really well to claim that. It remains 0-0, but good pass to play there from Irith, in all seriousness.
I thought he was going to run up the pitch then. So
did I.
Deliberately didn't pass it
down. No, don't like him. 20 minutes in.
Really?
No, I'm joking. 20 minutes in. No,
I think it's because he's only two goals behind him in the scoring league.
We're talking about the in-house rivalry between Harry Taylor and James Dyer. We're joking.
Assuming one even exists.
Absolutely. They're the best of friends. But, in all seriousness, it's been a little bit loft ball by Fisher at the moment, is it? Not knocking him. As I just said to Chris, our... third part of a triumvirate, yeah, if you're looking at the Roman
Empire.
They're
hoofing the ball up the pitch as if their very lives depended on it. And it's like so long that even their forward line are sitting there looking at it and going, well, I ain't chasing after that because I'm never getting it.
Yeah, so some of the...
And it makes you wonder because they're all quick, they're all strong, and it makes you think, why don't they just get it down on the floor a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
There's a time and a place for a long ball, but not every single time in every single place.
Yeah, so just to follow on that, some of the balls that are being played by Fisher, they'll actually, to be fair, do well to win the ball off of Irith in the midfield or the defence, but then the ball over the top will literally be about 20-25 yards past their attacking line.
And you
think for all the hard work they've done, it's not really producing much. But I think this is a tactic that eventually one of these will go through. Would it frustrate Irith possibly? That's a lovely through ball there by Jake Love. Oh, and the referee, that's a goal, but the referee has ruled it out for offside. Do you know what as well? They've caught us offside a few times with that defensive line.
Yeah, and
they've mastered that back four pretty well, Fisher.
Yeah, they've they're organised at the back, and obviously we're not paying attention, and we've been offside two or three times so far. But it was a shame, because that was it was a good little move to get through. And the ref has seen something here which has just confused me, and he's actually running towards the keeper.
I think the referee might be having a little bit of time wasting, because he's taken an awful long time to take some of these free kicks.
That's because the rest of his team has to get almost into our penalty area in order to be anywhere near where the ball's going to land once he's kicked it.
That is true. So, but I think with Erith at the moment, we're knocking the ball around nicely. It's not a 100% million fast-paced tempo. The game doesn't have the quality of the deal fixture by any means. But again, Harry Taylor back in the side now is proving just what an asset he is. Dyer's having a good game so far. Milo's looking well. JJ, all these type of players that, you know, have stepped up quite nicely. Chris, what do you think of the everything so far? No. I was just going to say, what do you think of the game so far, if you will?
Fisher just going back to front, aren't they? Very strong and physical, playing the ball long. Not really to any runners as well. Weird, but there you go. We can't get dragged into that battle. I think the last 5 minutes, Erith have sprung a few triangles and a few passes together. A close offside call there where they scored a goal from some nice passing. And if they can put 5-6 passes, bit of movement, then I think there's opportunities for them.
Absolutely.
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah, no, very true. 0-0, as we say, about 20-25 minutes into the game so far. It could be a lot better, but it could be a lot worse.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair assumption.
They have a corner now.
On the right-hand side, and let's hope I've not just...
You'd be dangerous on corners, wouldn't you?
Well, you would. They're big lads, aren't they? So, corner's coming in from the right-hand side with a left foot towards Mackenzie Foley. Mackenzie Foley tips it over his bar, does really well there. And it will remain 0-0.
Yeah.
And Fish is to Fish to take the lead. A little few moments of pinball magic there in the Erith penalty box. Ball goes out to the right-hand side and it is absolutely buried. And Mackenzie Foley's got no chance. It bounces off the far post and goes in.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of confusion in the area there. We didn't clear our lines, and as the ball bounced around, it fell fortuitously to him, but he did absolutely stick it away. So, you know, can't grumble about it.
No, exactly. And
clear lines, you need to do stuff better.
And to be fair with Erith there, it's a little bit of a moment of, you know, I think Fisher had a bit of the rub of the green, if you will, because the way that ball was bouncing around the place, no one knew where it was going.
No, exactly.
And it just landed at the feet of the centre forward, who lay played it out wide, and then he just buries it in the bottom corner.
Yeah, but it's early days, and nothing to get downhearted about. So there's still tons and tons of time, even in this half. So.
I was going to say, and the way this game's going, I don't want to give it a kiss of death now. I'll be very surprised if it stays 1-0. So there's goals in this game. Hopefully not too many more from Fisher, but there are goals in this game. 1-0 to the Fish. Fisher with a free kick on the right-hand side there after a foul and a yellow card by Truman. He tried to win the ball, but unfortunately he's caught the player, and so he's gone in the book. A free kick now swung in from the right-hand side, drops on the edge of the box where Harry Taylor's standing doing defensive duties. He's trying to drop his shoulder, the Fisher player it drops to, plays it out wide now on the left-hand side, sizes up and plays it through to the free, crosses low across the floor, across goal, Mackenzie Foley with a save there. Oh, and a nice block by George Goodwin, those ones sting in this weather. But what a save by Mackenzie Foley. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, I for all the world thought that was going in.
As Heather Small would say, what have you done today to make you feel proud? And that is a moment there by Mackenzie Foley. I'm not saying that he reminds me of Heather Small or M People, but you know, if he keeps playing like that, he will be moving on up, won't he?
Well done, getting all those sometimes in one sentence.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think of other ones now. Yeah. They don't really do too many more, did they?
Honestly, you think about living at trivia.
Couldn't I just? But no, that is a top save there. Mackenzie Foley makes himself look absolutely massive.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will,
starfished himself.
Yeah.
Quite.
Peter Schmeichel of old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah,
that's
his new nickname, Patrick, from now on. Axel didn't really stick, let's go with Patrick. But that's a top save there by Mackenzie Foley, and it remains 1-0 to Fisher. Corner now about to be taken from the right, left-hand side after some good work there by Evertown.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just? We'll stay with this, obviously, as we always do. This is going to be now Milo from the left-hand side, as we say. Standing there, about to put his arm up. No, he doesn't. He just wants to kick it. It gets curled in towards the far post. And it's heading in. Yeah, and it's in.
Yes.
Get in. There is the equaliser. I can't see who got it there, but that is a top.
That looked like Tom Ash, didn't it?
That did look a bit Tom Ashy, but I'll tell you what. That is a great corner from the Tun Man himself.
It was, yeah. Absolutely. What you want a corner to be. Bypassed all of their players and their keeper.
Yeah.
And some just left one of our guys just nodded in at the far post with no one in front of him.
Yeah. We said this would have goals in it. We were right. It's one all back to square one, but good way to do so. Well done, Milo. Well done. Let's find out who it was. Hang on, let's find out.
Harry Taylor.
We were wrong. But there we are. Harry Taylor with the goal for Rivtan. 1-1. We go again. Free kick now awarded after a malicious foul on Harry Taylor. Dyer and Milo stand over.
Harry Taylor got pockets in them shorts to keep his wallet because he bought that foul.
Yeah, didn't he just? But now, who's going to take it? Is it going to be Milo? Is it going to be Dyer? We don't know. Neither of them, though. Neither. Oh, no, I think it's going to be Milo now. He lofts it back into the penalty area. Oh, drops to Tomash, who's on the penalty spot. But it's just too much. A heavy touch there from Milo as it goes back. Lands at the feet of Fisher, who have a nice little touch there on the right-hand side. The seven whips it over to the other side of the field, to their 21, who's completely unmarked. But JJ recovers superbly. They're appealing for something. I'm not sure what that is. But, yep, Chris. But Fisher now with a ball on the left-hand side, the 21 again. He manages, tries to get a cross in. Doesn't, great, but that's some superb defending by JJ there in that last 20 seconds.
Shepherded him right out, almost out of play, until George Goodwin was just in the right place to clear the lines.
That's top work. Well done, JJ. Yeah. Big fans.
Yeah.
My son's favourite player.
Yeah, he's on the cover of the programme this week.
Isn't he just? He really is the model pro.
Yeah.
At semi-pro level.
I'll give you that. Yeah,
exactly. It remains 1-1. Not long to go now. Literally last couple of minutes. We will soon be seeing Amanda with her new hair, with the ball turned and we've got left. What do you think of her new hair?
Oh, very nice.
Very lovely. It's a good look. Good look. 1-1. The ball for 4 minutes was just shown there, and do you know what? In truth, not a bad half.
No, it's all right. It's some decent football played. Also, some very long balls played as well. But yeah, not bad. 1-1, fair result, really, in the end. Neither side has looked like really being on top. We had a good opening 5-10, and then they had a good 10, and then it's just kind of like petered out a little bit. But yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I think if you can
second
say,
half, I think we'll come out with a bit more purpose.
Yeah, I think if you can say one team who are going to edge it slightly, it would be Erith. But Fisher again with the long ball stuff, it's working. It's keeping Erith out and keeping them at bay.
Yeah.
Well said.
So I've got nothing more to add. I mean, that's exactly it.
I'll go to Chris. He was very critical of our midfield play slightly a moment ago.
Critical? No, not at all. I just said there's a lot of space in midfield and. I don't know, we're not exploiting it really. We're sort of bypassing it, and I don't think the fullbacks are really pushing up into that space. But it's one of these games. These are the games against teams like this when you've got to get up for it if you're going to make the playoffs and be, you know, these are the games that make the difference.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Dyer there, yeah, unfortunately, sums up that half really.
You see the headlines there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the headlines were like got much, much higher than the goal.
Yeah.
The performance might not be pretty, but they've got to come away with a win, you know, and move on.
One of these doggy performances.
Yeah.
From the way it's going until anything major changes, it will be 1-1 until the halfway time. And then we'll rejoin the pod in the second half.
Yeah, looks like it.
Now someone's going to score now, don't you? And I'll have to stop and then do all that again. 1-1.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We've literally only just started this second half and Fisher have just scored. 2-1.
Yeah. Not good. I feel a little bit for Truman because he was, it was like...
At fault.
Well, partly at fault, but also the guy he was up against was twice his height. So, you know, bit of a problem. But he got past him and he only toe-poked the ball. And I personally think Foley should have done a little bit better than that.
I personally think it's one of those awkward ones that you've got to get Dan low pretty quick. Because if you don't...
But there wasn't any pace on that shot at all. So as far as I'm concerned... it was a bit of an error all round.
An avoidable goal, let's just say that.
It was avoidable.
Yeah, so we find ourselves 2-1 down right on the, literally just as half-time begins, or second half begins. A free kick's now been given to Irv Tan after a brutal elbow to the face on Harry's out. Barbara was accidental. But he goes down a bit platoon-like.
Yeah, it was like he'd been sniped from Rose Ed.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
Dyer stands over the ball.
Take them as you get them.
Absolutely.
If this goes in, we'll all be well pleased.
Dyer standing over the ball now on the right-hand side. Where are the Dyettes? Have they moved? Of course they have. They don't like the pod anymore. Never mind. Anyway, right-hand side it comes in. With the left foot swung up towards goal and the head. Whoa! Oh, my goodness. And then it goes towards the goalkeeper who decides to throw it in the air.
I thought he was playing volleyball for a minute because he just literally put his hands out and flipped that ball up as if he wanted to put it over the net.
Yeah.
And we've won a corner, so Dyer now doing his best...
Candlestick. Lumiere impression. From the right-hand side, he's going to swing it in with his left foot now. Arm goes up for a signal, comes in on the right-hand side and his header clear by Fisher. Only as far as the box, drops to Milo, has a big touch, but it's going to be cleared by Fisher. Annoyingly, 2-1 to Fisher, and we need a big second half.
We do.
Corner now about to come in from the right-hand side again from James Dyer. Ball goes down on the floor, and he steps back to take the kick. A very crowded penalty area there by Irv Tan, lofted towards the far post, but it's headed clear. Shirt of the pull there. I like James Dyer. He's a good player and I'm not criticising any of these because these last few corners from Dyer in the last few games have been really good.
Yeah.
There's just nothing on. I know we've scored one of them, yeah, but you know, there's nothing on the end of them.
No.
And it's like there needs to be more.
I sometimes think like these last few he's kind of lofted them into the area, but the trouble with that is there's no pace on them when they get there. And sometimes what you want is for the corner to have some pace on it so that you just got to get a little glance on it and that all the pace is in the kick and you stand a bit more chance of getting something out of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, at least the ball's getting in there, but it's coming in so slow, it's getting a little bit too easy to defend, I think.
I spoke to Dyer after the Bested game and the Deal game about the quality of his corners, because obviously we sort of said tongue-in-cheek, how they don't beat first man, all that kind of stuff. And I was saying to him, like, and all the Dyettes were swooning around him, as you can imagine.
Yeah, of course.
Standard. But
he's
I just...
looking fella.
Well, each to their own. But but he even he said to me he's been really working on them and doing some good stuff. But I think now the issue is, like I said, it's the aerial threat from these corners. It's just not there. Really, is it?
No, that's the trouble. I mean, if you think about it, the tallest player we've got is Harry Taylor, and if he can't get near the ball, then it's not really going to come to anyone else unless Ryan happens to be on, and Ryan's not on the pitch at the moment because
he's been subbed.
And so yeah, it's if he can't get ahead to it, I don't know what else we do. That said, you know, at least we're getting the ball in there.
Yeah, there's a breaking play now at the moment as Mackenzie Foley's gone down. Looks like he's holding his ankle. And on goes Sam Sparks to do her job. But it's Yeah, it looks like we're getting another substitute ready. I think I just saw Aaron Jeffrey getting stripped down as well. But yeah, it's not flat by any means.
Number 17
is about to come on for there, but it's
A bit of pace for us.
Yeah, it's not flat by any means, but we need a bit of a spark, don't we?
We do. We need something, and I think Harrison's coming off. It looks like
Truman's coming off there. It looks like so Truman's coming off from the left hand side. So it looks like there's another substitution about to be made as well.
Facing number 11,
Harrison Carnegie.
Number 15, Aaron Jeffrey.
He's coming off Aaron Jeffrey. So it's it's frustrating, but we'll get there.
Yeah. But Akani's got some pace, so
the 17 who's just come on, so he'll add something on that.
So he'll add something on that side. So if we do clear the ball long, we've got someone who can go up against their guys in terms of running on.
So we will we'll see how this goes, and we need to inject something into this. I agree. And another long ball by Fisher goes back towards Foley. 2-1 to the Fish. I'm here with current underrated. Oh, that's unlucky, yeah?
Yeah, he's gone!
Oh, wow. Oh, how have we missed out? I was about to start an interview with the under-18s manager, Mark Petters, and there was a shot from distance there by Dyer, which was just pushed wide by the goalkeeper. Dyer tries to get on the end of it, tries to get a shot away, but he's missed from a yard out.
Yeah, well, it was offside anyway, so we're giving him...
He
knew it was offside,
He knew it was offside. Yeah, he definitely knew, didn't he? Bless him. But, yeah, I'm here with the under-18s manager with a 17 on his top, I see.
Well, I just found it's in a cupboard, so I'm going to claim this one.
I thought where you was under-18s, you was really emphasising you was under-18s.
No, I wish I was.
How was training tonight, Mark?
It was very good. We trained with the under-23s tonight. So that was our first session with them guys, which was very, very good. So we couldn't have asked no more. It was quite a good turnout. It was a mix. We had sort of... four or five under-18s mixing in with the sort of 13 or 14 of the under-23s. It was a good session. Nice session. Nice to get to know the boys before the game on Thursday. So it's very good.
I thought I'd come over and have a little chat about the pathway scheme that we're looking at doing.
Yeah.
Now it's all efficiently up and running for the last 36 hours.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of response and a lot of positive feedback on it. So we've had people coming, we've had sort of teams wanting to come over as a collective, and we've also had individuals coming up wanting to come over as well. So the future's bright.
The future's bright. So the pathway scheme, for those who don't know, is basically to really integrate into the local area, develop the young local talent, and then eventually as they get older and older, either make their way into the first team of Irithan or just play their football grassroots level at the club.
Yeah, exactly that. It's at all levels. So we're going to be looking to get some more teams in the Selkent leagues as well as in the Kent youth as well, and get a sort of a name out there that we're growing as a club. So
I believe you'll be overseeing the Kent youth league as you are the maestro.
I'm not too sure about that, but I'm going to give it my best, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for your
time.
More information on the pathways scheme is on youth@irithtown.com. Send us an email, and if you're really, really good, I might even email Mark Petters on your behalf.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Imagine Simon Cowell in a gilet. That's who Mark Petters is. It remains 2-1 here at the game. You're getting a tad frustrating, Robert.
It is. I mean, it's just evolved into long ball, and you know, we said this, they're doing exactly what they set out to do, which is frustrate us and make it really hard. Keep playing long balls so that we can't get any momentum, can't get anything on the ball.
And they're also going to keep giving away these cheap little fouls, or going to slow the momentum down.
Yeah.
There's a very clear game plan.
Yeah, we've said this, there's no momentum anywhere. Yeah. We're not getting anything. And when we do get the ball, we can't hold on to it for longer than about 3 minutes without three passes, without someone fouling us or something going wrong. So basically, the way it's going, and when we do get it, we're going long with it, which is what they've been doing. So unfortunately, we've played right into their hands, and until we do something different and start playing it on the deck and doing what we do best...
All played there by JJ, cutting out a pass.
Well done.
And a nice touch there to Jake Lovell, who's now on the left-hand side trying to run towards that corner. But it's just he runs into a brick wall, which is black and white, gets a shot.
Oh, what a goal!
My goodness! What a finish! What a finish! Oh, I'll tell you what. I just said there, he runs into an absolute black and white brick wall there, but then the ball bounces back to his feet. He touches the ball with the outside of his foot and curls an absolute screamer into the top corner. Well done, Jake.
Well done, Joe Lovell. Yeah, great. I mean, literally, it looked like he'd lost it, and then suddenly gets it where it turns, and from the corner of the box, it absolutely hurls one into the corner past their keeper, who just stood and watched it go past.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolute no chance. Game
two
back
all,
on.
We're, game on.
We're on a Desmond.
We are. We are definitely on a Desmond. But yeah, if we can get some momentum out of this and keep going, then without doing stuff like that, then with any luck, we'll get a third. Because we really need a win.
Absolutely. Erith Town 2, Fisher 2. I knew you said Fisher Athletic. Poor blast from the past. Fisher FC 2. And the Dockers go 3-2 up for the first time in the game. They take the lead.
They do.
Jake Love on the right hand side does incredibly well to beat the player to the ball, ride the tackle. Think we're doing a little bit too much there.
Yeah, he made it more complicated than it needed to be. But he puts the ball across the bowl and it's across the goal. And there's no one there, like no one. But luckily, Akani on the other side does the same thing, puts it back, and Harry Taylor says, "Oh, I think I might put it in this time."
Yeah, absolutely. And then the person who's standing behind the goalkeeper on the goal line, who is one of the two playing him offside, 3 yards behind Harry Taylor, appeals for offside. So he does well there.
Yeah.
3-2.
Top
but
notch.
I think compliment of the night goes to me from AJ. I heard the bench from Fisher say, "Michael, look good."
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Might not have been talking about
he said,
me.
"Michael, make yourself look good."
Make yourself look good, yeah.
And I think you look good.
Thanks. Not James Dyer good, as you obviously said earlier on.
Not.
But
who is?
Absolutely. 3-2 to Erith Town.
Sure,
and not long to go now, about 10 minutes. It's a penalty given to Erith Town there, and he didn't play for it. He was maliciously chopped down.
Yeah, but, you know, he knew that if he kept hold of the ball and ran into the area, they weren't going to be able to resist lunging in.
Like a lumberjack with a giant piece of wood.
Oh, well, you may say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
And the goalkeeper's now been booked for some kind of dissent, I see. James Dyer puts the ball down and is about to take. There's a big sigh there. You see the shoulders raise and drop. I'll tell you what, where are the diets? I thought the diets have got their phone out, but they've not. They want to live this moment.
Go low for a corner against the
Brian Silk there, hands in mouth, he's praying.
Just don't go down.
Big side. And get it! There's
4-2.
4-2 to Erith Town.
It's a reverse of the fixture back at theirs.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what a penalty that was.
Hit it as hard as you like.
I think that if the keeper tried to stop that, he would have gone with the ball.
The first goal for the Dockers, scored by number 9, James Dyer.
Well done, James Dyer.
Well done, James Dyer.
The Diets are delighted. They've moved. And I think that's who that wolf whistle was from. The senior diet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 4-2 to Erith Town, not long to go now. And hopefully, as long as it stays like this a little bit longer, the 3 points will be staying here in the stand more. 4-2. And there's 5. 5-2 Erith Town. What a finish. I'll tell you what, there's a shot.
He's
only
just got subbed on.
He's only just come on. He's out of the game.
I know, he's done it again. He's done it again.
He scored a goal.
Yeah. I'll tell you
what. It's like his party trick.
We'd all like substitutes like that, wouldn't we? I'm going to speak to you about that one, Chris. What do we think of it?
What did you think of it, mate?
Me, I actually had a very good view from the ball.
Oh,
thank you very much, cheeky so-and-so.
That was a good corner. I think it was a bit of a routine they've worked on, making sure they win that second ball, and a good turn and finish. Really.
It's a good save by the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
to be
really
honest.
Good save from Dyer's shot, and then we mopped up second ball. Thanks very much. Game over, 5-2.
Exactly, 5-2. 5-2. And we said at 1-0 down there'd be goals in this game. We didn't think there'd be 7, but there has been. 5-2. Happy birthday if you're listening to this and not able to get a
goal. There was a point halfway through the second half where I didn't think we were ever going to score a goal if we stayed here till midnight. And just goes to show what I know.
But as we say, if you can't be at this game for whatever reason, if it's your birthday, for example.
Yeah, what if you're like out for a meal or something?
Yeah. Night in a hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. No, something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, if you couldn't make it because of something like that, you've missed a treat, really. But
haven't you just? I don't think it's much of a treat. But still, 5-2. And you'll be a very happy camper somewhere in the centre of London. Yeah. 5-2.
What was that?
last few minutes of the game now, and it's been after a little bit of a shaky start to the second half when we went 2-1 down, it's been non-stop Doc.
Yeah, dominant last 20-25, so, you know, and some good goals.
Yeah, and this goes back to what we said before about playing our game and not playing into their hands a bit, because there was a moment in the second half where we lulled a bit, played their game and it didn't work, but then we got back into the game and we've just been utterly dominant.
Yeah, changes in midfield have helped because we've managed to hold on to the ball better, which means we're playing it better, and that always helps. So so keeping it ball on the deck, playing it to feet, and that's worked for us because, you know, when we start passing it around, they can't live with us.
Yeah. I think, to be honest as well, considering it's 5-2, we have played better.
Well, yeah, you know, like I said, the last 25 minutes or so, absolutely dominant. But it was a shaky start. But, you know, we know we've got it in us. We know that, like, on our day, we'll beat anyone.
Yeah.
But it just, we're not convinced of it ourselves.
And I think that's the thing, like, with the mentality. But again, this is a big game. This is a team against a Fisher who's come to disrupt the party, make life difficult, and did make life difficult for a while. I'm going to have a little chat with old Chris here. What I'm just saying that this is a good, mature performance. Not brilliant, not for the purists, even though it is 5-2, but it is a game where you're playing against a Fisher team. We wanted to disrupt the party, we wanted to make it difficult, and we've prevailed.
Yeah, I mean, all you can say is it's job done, really. I think the performance the last 25 minutes has been quite dominant. Up till then, it was a little bit in the, frustrating, should we say. But once we got in the lead at 3-2, we've kind of taken over now. And all you can do is tick this one off and move on, isn't it? 5-2, job done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. AJ there trying to give some instruction to the seven from Fisher there. Corner comes in from the right-hand side. High is cleared by the Fisher back line, and the referee signals for a free kick. Not much longer to go now.
Good.
Three points should be in the bag.
5-2, 2 minutes left.
2 minutes, is that exactly what it is?
Yeah.
Good maths. Woody's sorting his ball bag out, which is always good to see. Yep. And not long to go. 5-2. Finished 5-2 then, Rob.
It did. A handsome win.
A handsome win. Not overly convincing for me, but not often can you win 5-2 and it not be a convincing performance.
No, that's true. Well, it was a very convincing last 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But the previous, whatever that comes to, 65 minutes, was, yeah, a bit iffy, to say the least.
Yeah, and more importantly, the scoreline isn't the important thing. The result is the result. Is the important thing. Getting those 3 points.
Well, lads.
Getting near those playoffs.
Yeah.
Keeping in the hunt.
Absolutely.
Two cup finals and we're near those playoffs. Games like this are a lot harder than 5-2, say they are.
Yeah.
You know, because you are up against a team who's, as I said, Fisher FC, with all due respect to them, bit of a trek down from Bermondsey, down here in this sort of traffic. They want to come, ruin the pie. They were happy. You saw them when they were 1-0 up and then 2-1 up. They were not surprised, is the wrong word, be disrespectful. But nobody thought they would be dominating the game.
And then they weren't really dominating the game. What they were doing.
No, but that's my point.
Exactly. But they were dominating the ball, and what they were doing was they were making it a nothing game. They were turning it into, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? An attritional game. It was just literally like hoof the ball up the pitch, hoof the ball up the pitch. If we can't hoof the ball up the pitch, take the man out. Make the little foul. Little tactical foul.
And to be fair to him, it worked.
I was working a treat for him. It was absolutely working a treat for him. Until Jake Lovell decided, I've had enough of this, and I'm going to ping one in from 30 yards.
Yeah.
So,
love the Lovell.
Yeah, got to love the Lovell.
Absolutely. He's a Lovell man. But, again,
Mr. Lovell.
There we are. But,
how many more Lovell jokes have we
got? How many more? Yeah. If you know any more Lovells, email
us at info@earoftown.com.
But ultimately, we'll close it off here. A big win was needed by Earoftown. A big win has been achieved. 3 points in the bag, closest to the playoffs. On three, Rob. 1-2-3.
Up the Dockers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.